When you know your profitable skill, it's like knowing the purpose that pays you. And when you know the purpose that pays you, you know why people are coming. You know why people are saying yes. Knowing why people are saying yes is so important. If you're guessing as to why people said yes to your offer, you want to get into knowing. You want to move from guessing to knowing. You want clarity about the transformation that you deliver.
Welcome to Messaging for Impact, a podcast hosted by Queenette Wobodo, founder of Profitable Coach Institute. Queenette guides you on growing your business and sales confidence. Join Queenette as she dives deep into the world of messaging mastery, helping you attract the right audience, enroll paying clients, and create a lasting impact with your message. Get ready to enroll the right fit clients effectively and efficiently while still having plenty of space in your calendar for family and fun. It's time to transform your messaging and generate clients on demand. And remember, you are an unstoppable queen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another amazing episode. I am so excited about this episode. Today, we're going to talk about crafting irresistible offers, the secret to consistent sales. So, I don't talk about offers enough, and I absolutely love offers, right? So, does your offer excite your ideal clients? Like, do you feel like your offer is like inspiring to your ideal clients, right? Today we're going to talk about how to craft high ticket offers and how to make sure that they sell consistently, right? So, the thing about high ticket offers is it requires you to be confident about your offer, right? And it also makes it easy for you to serve your tribe, right? And ready for you to serve your tribe. So it's like being armed with exactly what you need to serve your tribe. So how's everyone doing? I hope you're doing well. So we're still in this Christmas season. I hope you're doing well. I hope you are enjoying. I don't know if this is a good season for everyone, but like, I love Christmas. Christmas is my birthday, and I always look forward to it now than ever before. So we're just doing the same thing. It's just literally, enjoying like just being with family. Enjoy the it's getting I'm in Georgia, so the weather is not as cold as it used to be when I was in New York. Let me say it this way, that didn't come out right. Like, I'm in Georgia now, so the weather doesn't get that cold. I think the lowest we had like was like 20 something degrees, which is like the coldest ever. But like, it's usually now like 40 degrees, maybe 47. And it just started getting that way in this in the like, December, November. So it's been relatively good. Like, I swear, I love Georgia. Like, the weather is perfect, just for me. Like, it was just designed. Like, I've not complained about the weather since we moved here. I know my husband is very thrilled about that. Because I remember living in New York and it would snow, and I would be so miserable in the winter. And it was just like, Queenette, every winter it will snow. Like, you know that you live in you. It was almost like I just couldn't wrap my mind around the fact that, oh my God, I'm cold. Oh my God, the snow, the slushiness. I'm going, oh yeah, yay. Like, oh, I mean, he should be traumatized too because he used to have to dig up the snow from our cars sometimes and all those things. And anyway, whew. So let's get into this episode, okay? So it is not uncommon for you to doubt the value of your offer, or even to have fear that your offer won't sell, right? Many coaches think like, okay, what if I don't like have anything unique to offer? I remember that was a big thing for me. Like, I don't know if I'm unique. I don't know if I'm different. What if no one buys it? That was another thought that that didn't serve me at all. And so I felt like those thoughts like really held me back. And I don't know if those thoughts are holding you back from like really stepping into like your full potential as a coach and really owning your space. And in this industry. So I remember when I transitioned from school counseling to coaching, like these doubts were like the main thing. Like, okay, do I really have something valuable to offer? Right. And I also wondered what like would anyone see the value in what I did have to offer, right? And so when I finally like aligned like my unique expertise with the outcomes my clients wanted, that's when my confidence grew. That's when my offers started selling. And then I saw like, okay, people actually wanted and were paying for the value that I showed them in the offer, right? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Like, I want to really help clean that up for you, help you think about your offer in a way that helps you create something that's really irresistible so that it can drive the consistent sales. Because our mind and what we think about really helps in terms of what we produce, in terms of the actions we take, right? And so if you feel like you don't have something valuable to offer, it's really hard to just sell that consistently. But when you finally, I have something really, 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 really good, it's like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell everybody about it. Like, this is so good. This is gonna help people. That's why in 9 to 5 Freedom, my coaching program, one of the things I teach is this thing called the high value offer, right? And so high value offer isn't just like about pricing. Like, when people think high value, high ticket, they think in terms of pricing. This is why I didn't name this framework high ticket offer, and I named it high value offer, because high value offer is not about the price, right? It's about aligning your unique expertise with outcomes that your ideal clients desire and they crave, right? So the alignment piece is really the secret, right? And there's some few things I'm going to, share with you on, right? The alignment piece is really the secret, right? So think of it this way, right? Hold on, let me take a sip. All right. So think of it this way. Your offer, right, should feel like a gourmet meal to your ideal clients, right? It's like, it should feel like something that was customized for them, right? So, like, like, when you eat a good meal that was well crafted, right? It just feels like, oh my goodness, yes. When you taste it, you can taste the flavors and the time spent cooking it at the right temperatures and all that. Like, you can just feel the customization of it, right? So you want you want that offer to feel that way to your ideal client, which is why I always talk about being selective. I always talk about being selective. I know in the beginning, sometimes depending on where you are in your business, sometimes it feels like you can't be selective. But being selective is what allows you to drive more consistent sales, right? So another thing you want to think about, right, is like, when you think about your high value offer, right, think about like a custom suit that fit you. Like, if you have anything that's customized to fit you, I'm Nigerian, so we sew a lot of clothes. Like, when we go to parties and weddings and all the things, like, we have custom made clothes, right? I'm 5'11", right? And so anytime I get my clothes customized, it's like, oh, thank God, right? Because everything, besides buying things from the long, like, tall shops and stuff like that, like, I have long legs, right? Long limbs. So when you wear clothes that's customized to fit you perfectly, that feels good to your ideal clients in terms of an offer, because it feels like you're addressing their unique challenges, right? So when you think high value, think addressing their unique challenges, right? Not just generalized challenges, their unique challenges. Okay. And then the last piece, in terms of like how to think about like a high value offer. All right. If you want like clients to like interact with you in a way that feels empowering to you and them when they see your offer, then you want to make sure that you hand them something that feels like a map. Like, oh wow, like this treasure that I found, like this thing that I've been missing and searching for. And here you are with it in such a specific way that's customized to fit me, that was tailored for me, right? So that's how I want you to start thinking th in terms of high value offer. Okay. So when you do this, right, the few things you're going to notice right away, right? You will have so much confidence in the value of your offer. This is necessary as a coach. Okay. Necessary. Even though I believe don't sell yourself, sell the skill set, right? Which I think I addressed in another podcast. I do believe that having that internal confidence, knowing that you have a high value offer, does make a difference into how you speak, how you show up, and everything like that, right? Another thing you'll notice is that you'll have your own clarity about the transformation that you deliver. So you could be able to deliver something, but having your own clarity about the transformation you deliver is one of those things that's very, very powerful. It's like It's when I teach a profitable skill, this is what I'm talking about. Like when you know your profitable skill, it's like knowing the purpose that pays you, right? And when you know the purpose that pays you, you know why people are coming. You know why people are saying yes. Knowing why people are saying yes is so important. If you're guessing as to why people said yes to your offer, you want to get into knowing. You want to move from guessing to knowing. You want clarity about the transformation that you deliver. Okay? It is worth knowing so that you can repeat things over and over, and then it doesn't feel like you're guessing. And this is where the consistency will come, is because you're not guessing anymore. You are very, very clear. Okay. Another thing you'll notice is that you'll feel like this deep sense of alignment, like, oh wow, I finally landed in the right place. Like your heart will feel settled. You'll feel like, got it. Like, okay, I'm aligned. My unique expertise with the unique needs and challenges of my ideal client. You see how that feels and how it sounds? It's just like everybody's getting their needs met. You know what I mean? And that's the whole point of a high value offer, is that your unique expertise meets their unique challenges, and everybody's so happy they met each other, right? So once you have your high value offer, you will now have way more consistency in sales and higher conversions. You'll notice that immediately. You'll also reduce the stress it takes you to sell it, because people will be learned, like they'll be leaning in and they'll be reaching out. Those are like one of the key performance indicators, like things that you can look for. It's like, oh wow, these high quality leads are leaning in. They're reaching out via DM. They're booking consult. They're reaching out. Like you can feel, like you can see, like this thing's happening, right? When you have a really good offer, okay? A high value offer. Okay. And another thing too, the consults that you do have, like when you are on consultations with people, you will see how they're so smooth. Like the conversations are smooth. There's like two powerful people coming together to co-create and to agree to co-create this amazing result. It's nobody is being dragged, nobody is being pushed anywhere. It's just, oh my goodness, we get each other. And when we work together, oh yeah, it's gonna be fireworks. It's gonna be so good, because your unique expertise matches their unique challenges. And it's like, oh, I'm so happy I met you. This is why I always say, if you go back to 2000 and I think even before 2018, I always say your clients pay you and they pray for you. Not because of anything other than that people genuinely want results. They genuinely want to have to change whatever the problem is. They want the solution. And so when you can really help people, they're so grateful. They know they never forget you. You know, they're so grateful and they'll be more than happy to pay. And I want you to really keep that in mind. People are more than happy to pay for help that helps them. You know what I mean? And so that's why your high value offer has to be irresistible. And the way to do that is some of the things we talked about. And so here's some other tips that you can add to that, right? So I want you to think, when you're creating your high value offer, have three clear outcomes that you deliver on, right? One of the things that I do in 9 to 5 Freedom is we establish your outcome, three outcomes that you deliver on, right? These are three unique outcomes that you're going to deliver on in the one offer, so that if all they wanted was the one outcome, they would still say yes to your offer, right? And now you have three. Now, not three that's just random, three carefully, again, like I talked about, custom crafted, chosen, and very intentional, right? That's what makes it high value. So you want three outcomes. I always have my clients, when we come up with the three outcomes, it's like the heavens open up. Their heart is singing. They feel understood. Like it's like the day before the three outcomes, and the day after the three outcomes. It's like they dream about it. They're like, oh my God, I know why I'm here. Like it's just the most magical moments. And I love it too, because I feel like, oh, when I discover my three outcomes, I'm like, oh my God. So you want the three outcomes, right? So these are tips to make your high value offer. You also want to align your expertise with the transformation your clients want. Okay. So let's look at that a little bit, right? Aligning your expertise. So you have to do some introspection. This is why we do like the full assessment and a full audit of your strengths. Your like we audit you and we evaluate you so much. Like Like, and I think that's what really helps our clients get quick results is because you cannot cookie cutter this. Like, something that's carefully crafted, right? If I wanted a custom outfit, right? And I go to my tailor, she's measuring me. She's measuring my hip to waist ratio. She's measuring every 5'11 girl does not have the same length, same inseam, if you will, right? Think of like the inseam, right? So I have long legs. My inseams are going to be longer than another girl that's 5'11 that has a longer torso. And so that's the point of the auditing that we do. Like when we clients sign up for coaching, we do a full onboarding, we do a full assessment, a full strength audit, a full purpose, a full we discover your skill. Like there's so much things that we have to know about you and pull from you that allows us to craft these amazing high value offers that my clients have. And so you want to align your expertise with the transformation your clients want. Like you don't negotiate with that, as a matter of fact. Like as you're looking and trying to figure out like where to go for coaching and stuff like that, find out, do you actually get audited? Are you getting evaluated, or somebody's just saying follow these 5 steps? Right? If you're gonna pay for high ticket, get the customization, get the personalization. Why would you just follow 5 steps from someone that never audited you, that has no idea who you are, what your purpose in life is, what your profitable skills are, what your strengths are? Like no idea. And it's just like, here, do this. That makes that you're gonna it's gonna be it's not custom. It's not gonna give you the value that you're looking for. So ask for that. When you're doing research, ask for that. Ask these questions. As a consumer, you have the right to ask questions. Are you going to do an evaluation? Will you discover my skills? Will you discover my strengths? Will you help me put these things together? Like, ask questions. Ask questions. Okay. The last tip I'll give you for high value offer is price it according to the long-term value of the transformation. Okay. Pricing is done to the long it's according to the long-term value of the transformation, and not just how long the program is, right? So like messaging mastery, right, is 90 days now, and it used to be 4 months, is 90 days, and the transformation is so epic because clients are filling up their coaching program, one-on-one coaching and group coaching, right? So it's priced fairly, I mean still relatively cheap compared to like the long-term effects of building a six-figure business, or even the 9-to-5 program, right? Being able to leave your 9-to-5, replacing your income. Like the long-term benefits of that is still pale in comparison to the price, but it's still priced well. It's still a high ticket. Both of them are still high ticket offers, right? So that's something to keep in mind when you're pricing, okay? So now the thing is, once you have this high value offer, when you're pitching and selling your offer, you know the value, and you can see how eager clients are to experience the transformation. Like you can see them. They're eager. They are excited about that. You're giving them a pathway, a map. Like they're very excited about that, right? So I genuinely love it when my clients start seeing their potential clients leaning in, asking questions. Like it's like a healthy, it's like a man pursuing you for a relationship, like courting you, like you can see them actively moving forward. You can see them actively doing the things that signal, I like you. I am in love, or whatever. Like, like you can see them like doing things like, I want to take you on a date. Like, you know what I mean? People DMing you, booking consults, leaning in, asking you questions about your program, right? It just feels good because it's like you've taken time to craft something that's custom for your audience, and they can feel it and they can tell. Okay. So that's it for this episode, right? This is one of those things we might want to replay again just to, think about it, and implement some of the things that we talked about. And if you found this episode valuable, please subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with at least one or two coaches that you know are thinking about, like, how do I make my high ticket offer better? Like, how do I sell a high value offer so I can attract premium clients, right? These are the conversations that need to be had. These are the things, this is the ways to look at it, in order to craft that experience that clients are like, oh my goodness, yes, I've been looking for you. Like, this is what I've been looking for, is because you're so nuanced. You were very intentional, and people can tell. Oprah says this all the time. People can tell, like, and you've, people can tell, right? And so And so implement these things and you'll see a change in how people are asking about your offer. Okay. So if you do want personalized and customized support from me to create a high value offer that sells itself, essentially, reach out about the 9 to 5 Freedom Coaching Program. And we can talk more there. In the meantime, have a fantastic day and have a fabulous weekend. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of Messaging for Impact with your host, Queenette Wobodo. We hope you've gained valuable insights and inspiration to fuel your entrepreneurial journey. If you found today's episode helpful, please consider subscribing, rating, and leaving a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower women entrepreneurs like you. Remember, your message has the power to change lives, starting with your own. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore the strategies and mindset shifts that will help you leave a lasting legacy through your business. Until then, keep believing in your limitless potential and keep sharing your message for impact.